Hey there, this is your old buddy Tom, the Toonami Operations Module. Settle in, it's about to get good. Toonami's back, bitches.
Took you long enough.
This has been an experience we will never forget.
This ain't no time to go all mushy.
Don't lecture me, I've waited long enough.
As I gaze upon the beautiful abyss of outer space, I can't help but reminisce on how we held onto our faith. Gold is how we stayed till the day that time would say that Toonami's back, bitches. Pardon my francais. Now every week the absolution blasts off while the masses watch as an old familiar mascot by the name of Tom takes a seat and kicks the broadcast off, making major moves like a triple cut backdrop. I still remember watching Nebion doing damage and thinking, damn, is Goku ever gonna reach Namek? Obviously I got a lot of love for the classics. The speed at which I used to run home to watch was the fastest. Absolution moving, flying through the galaxy. Toonami's back, the slap in the face to those who doubted it. Remain Toonami faithful till the day that I am gray and old, and like a Super Saiyan's glow, I will always stay gold.
This is Nerdcore Absolution. Come to peace with your inner nerd, and after you can stay gold like T.O.M. Chilling out the galaxy and we know him. Putting tunes up that'll keep you up. Glued to the screen like you do too much. The galaxy is ours, the sun and the stars. Toonami's on and chilling hard.
Watching closely from a perch among the stars as viewers await the moment when the spirit bomb can charge.
Hey, Dimension Toonami Generation, and welcome to a brand new episode of Tom, Toonami D&D, right here on the Absolution Network. We are back after a long, long hiatus. This session, of course, was recorded actually a month ago, and it just took time for me to gather, quite frankly, the courage to have to spend a lot of time editing all the burps and other stuff that you don't hear on these recordings. Or at least until I get to the point to where I say, screw it. But we are back. And when we last left you, the guys had just stopped an energon explosion from going off on the Beast Wars planet, where they stopped Naraku. And of course, the mysterious forces that Naraku is a part of, and their alliance with the Predacons. Of course, Talon, Mike's character, was left with a nasty little surprise, if you remember. So, we actually pick up with Talon and where our characters left off. So, without further ado, let's get into the latest episode of Tom's Toonami D&D. Hey there, my Toonami fans, and welcome to a brand new episode of Tom's Toonami D&D. I am, of course, your DM, Thomas.
Hello.
And back again is our intrepid group of rogues and warriors and gunslingers and monks and other things on their journey to stop the madness.
I'm special.
Oh, yes, you're special. Your shorts are special. Believe me.
Oh, yes.
Special.
Yes,
special. When we last left you, the guys had just gotten off the Beast Wars planet.
They've just gotten off on the Beast Wars planet?
Yeah, I know. It was so beastly.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Mike found his character had a very brand new special piece of jewelry. So,
apparently I sit when I sit.
You sit!
And Tim's reaction to that is still priceless. I listen to it all the time.
I don't even remember what that was anymore.
Now here's my question. Do you have to say sit in English in common, or do you have to say sit in Japanese?
that's a good question. We'll figure that out later. Anyways. So since it's been 4 or 5 months?
Too many months.
Since we've been away from this game due to school and work and the holiday season.
And the Force Awakens.
And the Force Awakens, which is awesome. So, let's go around.
The Force Awakened in my pants.
Oh. You're stuck in the friend zone with Ray, dude. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Let's go around.
In the friend zone.
Let's go around the table, and we'll start with Tim. Tim, why don't you let people know who your character is? And we'll go from there.
Do we have to do this every time?
Yes.
Well, in this case, it's been like 5 months.
Yeah. They can just go watch the old episodes.
Dude.
Damn.
Brief in. You don't need to be specific. Just
I was being ass.
Yeah. That's his job.
I can do it too. I play Neva, Catfolk Sorceress.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mike?
Ninja.
Well, character's name and...
Ninja.
His name is Naruto. His name is Naruto.
Naruto.
Guys, let's keep
my code name Talon.
Yeah.
Talon the Ninja.
I am playing the... What am I again?
This is Korn, by the way.
I'm Corneille. I'm playing the Kitsune Gunslinger.
Kitsune.
Named?
Kayomi. Yep, there we go.
I am Jason, and I'm playing Marcus the Krayt, the Monk of the Flowing Winds.
And,
not the back winds.
The Flowing Winds.
And the Breaking Wind.
So we actually start with Mike's character.
Okay.
Mike's character, and your eyes open, and you find yourself in what appears to be sort of what...
Where are you playing?
People in Interwood be a classic, like, sort of Japanese martial arts dojo. You find yourself naked, and,
Wait, hold on. Pardon me.
Exiting
the game. What the f***? I'm pretty sure
that we all just finished talking to Tom
with
in the last stand
great
mission.
Red dragons.
I'm pretty sure we just finished talking to him. What the f***?
they brought you to the medical bay. Calm down.
Yes. Allow me to explain.
Yeah, I'm playing too. Please explain, because...
Mike, your character's Japanese, right?
But still, I'm trying to explain,
you should have the body shot.
I'm trying to understand the whole naked and moved thing.
Let me finish, for the love of God.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm trying to...
It was a party of the beast, man.
Oh, God.
Anyways, find yourself that you're naked and that you're chained by your wrists. To the roof.
Happy New Year.
Optimus Prime went for the reach around.
You find that the room is sort of foggy, and you can't tell what time of day it is. It almost as if there's a purplish light.
Disoriented.
And demented.
Disoriented, a haze. Purple.
I told you not to smoke
purple
that.
Haze in my brain.
Damn, I'm trying to eat my noodles here.
It's from there that you then hear a voice. It says,
go.
You tried so very well, didn't you?
Down.
God?
God?
I mean, you failed. I mean, one as weak as you can only expect to be such a failure, but...
Down.
You did try also very hard, did you? And you see from walking from behind you, the same person.
Okay.
Jay.
This is some hallucination. I get ya.
You'd have to roll for that.
I am rolling this bullshit.
Optimus Prime with the reach around.
Hold on. I'm getting my reach around here.
What? At that moment, Bridger's logo pops up.
At that moment, here's my...
Oh, no. I don't know why I thought this could be taken seriously.
Have you met us? When did we ever take anything seriously?
Dusty!
All right. So it's gone one too many. Joke's not funny anymore.
That's what she said.
If you know what I mean.
Okay,
I'm gonna start putting some dice for some damage. On the table.
That's going to be a short session.
Yeah, let me roll all these d20s and that's the damage, yep.
Yeah. I'll do that too.
You got stung by a spinator.
All the 20s. Oh, we already did that.
Okay. Well, anyways, as you're doing that, he continues talking. He's talking about how you're a failure.
Your mom's a failure. Alrighty.
You can say all the, smart remarks you can. It doesn't change the fact that you thought you could sneak up on me. You thought you could defeat me, the all-powerful Naraku.
Yeah. That'd be a 19.
Okay.
Plus perception, I would assume.
Yep.
So will save.
Will save?
Yep. For illusions, it's a will save.
So 20.
Okay. So he's talking to you, and inside your mind, it's kind of telling you, this is not real, this is not real, this is not real. But at the same time, the magic is so powerful that your body is reacting it. It's real. Not in the pleasurable way, in the fearful, you know, shivers and coldness type of way. Even, but your mind, so your mind's telling, okay, I was about to say your mind's telling me no.
my body, yes.
So anyways, he's continuously talking to you, he's talking about how you're fair, when all of a sudden, there's a white light that seems to come out from outside. And Araka says, God damn it. And it seems to push the dojo and Araku away, and all of a sudden you seem to be but nothing but white. You're all of a sudden back in your clothes, your mask and everything. And standing before you,
Friend Nathan,
with his back turned to you,
God,
Friend Nathan,
is the same warrior you saw save you guys
on the last planet.
On the Endora planet, on the Beast Force planet.
Mm.
He's saying, you're not ready to face him yet. One day you will. And he then throws a little black item at you. You catch it in your hand and says, give that to Tom. It will tell everything. And then you blink, and when you open your eyes again, you find yourself in the tsunami sick bay.
I look at my hand. Do I see an item?
You see an item.
I go find Tom.
How good of shape is he if he's in the sick bay?
Well,
is it like,
No, he's probably been in sick bay enough to where he's probably healed by now.
It's been a week.
They threw you in a Bacta tank. I'm sorry, wrong road.
It's at least been 24 hours since the last session. So he makes his way to the bridge where he finds Nala, Kitsune, Marcus.
I look around. Is Tom there? Do I see Tom anywhere?
No.
Wait, why are we even on the bridge? Why would we be on the bridge?
Well, you were called to the bridge.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Hey, man, I just got here.
Same. As I fix my gun.
What's up? You look distressed.
How can you tell he's wearing a mask?
I can tell by his body language.
Okay.
What's that thing?
For Tom.
Do I still got that detector that Tom gave me?
Yeah.
I'm going to put the detector on that.
You want to know how someone feels, sometimes all you need to do is look them in the eyes.
It doesn't get, again, because the detector is built to trace those particular pieces that you found before, which you found out were pieces of the original Tom. Yeah. It doesn't go off.
Oh.
Okay.
Does anybody want to
detect magic?
What does it look like?
It looks something like this.
It's a flash drive.
Oh.
My character knows what it is.
Okay.
Detect magic.
It's not magic.
Magic, actually, a very strong magic. The thing isn't magic. But there seems to be some sort of protection around the magic.
It's called a flash drive. They're used for computers.
Yeah. That's what that thing is called. So do you want me to roll knowledge technology on this?
Yeah.
There
is magic on it, though.
Engineering. I'm going to roll knowledge engineering on the flash drive. Is there anything I can plug the flash drive into?
Barely don't know the bridge that well yet, so.
Is there one of those droids nearby?
There are, but they...
Doesn't the ship have its own AI?
Yes, it does.
What's the name of the AI?
Sarah. We have a flash drive. Could you examine this?
A flash drive? Where did you get a flash drive from?
From Ganinger. I'm assuming it's a short and long story all at the same time.
Well, Talon, where did you get the flash drive from?
From the guy who saved us.
Let me get Tom. And all of a sudden, sirens go blaring and everything. And all of a sudden, Tom comes running like, what happened? Tom, Talon kind of needs you. I thought we were under attack.
Can you turn it down?
And immediately catches it just in time. It's like, flash drive, where'd you get this from?
From a secret admirer.
Okay.
The guy that apparently saved us on the other planet.
He said, give it to you. So here it is.
So he goes over to the console and he plugs it in and he's like, it's got encryption on it. Guys,
did you inform us that? Did you let everyone know there's a strong sense of magic about it?
I did bring it up.
Okay.
I would like to point out that he didn't even bother checking it before plugging it in.
There is apparently some strong magic attached to that as well, Tom. Maybe you might want to run a virus detection program.
That's what Sarah's doing now.
Before or after you plugged in?
Well, there's no virus on Earth, on the universe, that could get past Sarah. I mean, it has to be like super absolutely strong.
Like, you mean Sarah... something magical?
Well, Sarah has actually been retrofitted to deal with past magical support of viruses.
Right. So I'm just looking at you guys. What the fuck is magic?
That thing I've been doing?
It's a mystical thing.
Isn't that just science? I mean, don't you have something under your dress that just fires that shit out?
So wait, you...
There are things in heaven and earth, Horatio.
So wait, who did you say you got this from? Out of curiosity, who did you say you got this from again? Looking at Talon.
I got it from the guy who saved us.
Got it from Drake?
If that was his name... I don't recall the name. Just remember the dude by the pictures and in my mind.
That guy's such a mystery. Sir,
said it's special for you.
Well, he has heavy encryption on it, and yeah, I can see the magic, but the magic isn't any evil magic. It's protectorial magic to make sure only certain people can see it.
It's not Chemical X.
No. Sarah's going to take a while to encrypt that, so we'll have to come back to that. By the way, I'm glad to see that you're up around. Roll perception, Mike?
Almost everyone. I'm fourth level.
I guess at fourth level yet, or are you still at three?
I'm at three.
Okay.
13.
I'm close 13? To leveling, though, actually.
That won't be enough.
That's so you I need to find another place.
As you sort of continue to gain more sense from waking up, you kind of shift to your right, and you feel something against your neck, and you notice that the necklace is still there. It's like I kind of notice that you still have the necklace there. You couldn't get it off. It seems like the necklace is connected to whoever put it on you. And the only way to get that necklace taken off is to defeat that person. Sorry.
So that's convenient.
Though I will say this, with the help of Sarah, I was able to tweak the curse a little bit. So now whenever anybody says sit, you bump to whatever happens to you.
What did you change it to?
Okay.
Well, it would still get me sit, but it has to be sit in a very specific type of action, it appears. Or worded action.
Okay, you might want to. Maybe you don't want to tell him.
So it has to be.
I was kind of thinking that.
What kind of specific action?
No, don't.
That type of question right there made me think that.
So, yes, we'll move on.
Yes. And just to reveal, Mike, this is your hero's charge item. This gives you a special ability to wear once per day. Because of the curse, it motivates you with a heroic spirit. And once per day, you can either roll a get a plus 10 to a roll in a skill challenge, a plus 10 on a damage roll, or a plus 10 on an attack roll.
Oh.
Wait. Just from getting sick?
Well, you didn't get sick, but you had a cursed item.
This cursed item allows that. Okay. Yeah.
Well, now it does. It motivates you to... your motivation to overcome it gives you a heroic spirit.
Question. Should he be forced to be planted on his ass, how long does he need to remain on his ass? Because you're essentially... It's essentially... Game-wise, knocking him prone.
Oh, no, it doesn't knock him prone.
Well, mechanic-wise, essentially.
You mean if somebody says the at what it needs to be said. Yeah,
essentially, he's how long is he forced to remain?
All right, so...
on his ass.
Well, let's say it happens...
Tell me this again. It's plus 10.
To
skill check, roll, or damage?
Damage or attack.
Yeah. Skill.
Because effectively what happens is...
What's that, once per round or once per day?
Once per day.
Once per day.
Because effectively, going on with Jay saying, because of like the way I see it from Inuyasha itself, he was also like unable to move, which could make him helpless and susceptible to.
However, he was able to get up straight after it. If she said it constantly, then he would be planted further and further deep into the ground.
To the point where
since this is Inuyasha, how long is he forced?
So
to be
he hurts out. Somebody said once. You can let's say they say on their turn, you can get up as a swift action. If somebody says
getting up normally is a move action, unless you got an ability to get up as a swift action.
Well apparently the item itself would allow me to.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Second time a move action. It said three times in a row before your next action. Have to use a standard action to get up. Anything after three is a standard action.
I think you're overcomplicating, dude.
Overcomplicating?
Just keep it simple with regular game mechanics. Move action, standard action, full action, the full round.
Four and after would be full action, yeah.
Remember, he also has skills. He can use his... agility to get up as a free action anyway.
So that's how that works.
I think you also have a key skill.
Before I forget, we got some presents from your new friends.
New friends? Oh, the robots.
Yeah. All of a sudden, two Clydes come in, they're carrying a chest.
Question. Real fast here. We met a Neanderthal. What happened to it?
Yes, him. He's still on the ship. I wonder if he's woken up yet.
Probably freaking out in the corner.
Mm. All of a sudden, he ran.
All of a sudden, you hear, and running right past you guys from one hall into the next hall. Being chased by Clydes is Nick's character.
Okay.
Oh, hell.
What the hell was that?
That would be the Neanderthal. Maybe.
That's our new teammate.
A Neanderthal.
Yep.
He can heal people. I mean, there's that.
Okay.
He's a magical hell. He went into the pipes. Sarah, send more Clydes. Make sure he doesn't hurt himself.
I think you're only making the problem make it worse. Use your words.
Tasers to stun.
Oh my god.
So,
Kit, face palm hard enough?
Quick question. I never asked it before. You're a robot. So.
Yeah.
I think that's obvious.
And your name is Tom, right? So that makes you a male somehow? Like.
Are you asking if he has a
I'm asking, like, how do you. Like.
Does it matter?
I am curious.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you see, when a mommy factory and a daddy factory get together.
I mean, like, how do you just...
Are you looking for your own automatic loving?
No, I'm trying to figure out, like, how do they make the difference? Like, so supposedly the AI is female.
More likely because they flip a switch.
So a certain switch attached to them makes them male and female?
It depends on the body model.
Robots have any really concept of being male or female.
It really depends more on what I would assume, but their program.
My planet is it depends, not prone to this technology.
It depends on the personality in which the programmer wishes to infuse it to his robot.
So what you're saying is that the programmer itself could be very horny and perverted, while another programmer could just be making it just to make it.
Yes.
Maybe just one little brother and like the sexy voice.
Yep.
So what you're saying is these humans of the more technological period that are from the other planets, unlike my feudal planet, which doesn't have the technology that you have.
I think what he's trying to say is he wants to get laid.
Hey, he's discussing robot gender, I'm going to go to the box.
Yeah.
I knew a guy who had the voice of a porn actress for his navigation program on his cars.
I'm just trying to figure out like why these people would give them names.
Personal
and
preference.
Well, Tom is an acronym. It stands for Toonami Operational Motivator.
And what is Toonami?
It's a TV show.
What's the TV show?
Boo. Breaking the fourth wall.
I'll be here all night.
Yep. Anyway, so we go back to the box. You say you open it?
Yep.
You open it, and let me get to it. Where? Don't spoil it.
That was not what I wanted to do. Zelda, not Final
Fantasy. Here we go.
Are you singing to your fortune cookie?
Oh, yes.
I was trying to get Zelda, not Final Fantasy. My brain just didn't want to do a thing.
So, you open it up, and first thing we're going to cover is experience, because I think it's actually been a while since I've given you guys experience.
Probably.
Yeah. So, how much experience do you guys have?
I'm at 7,700.
How long until next level?
9,000.
Okay, since it's been like two games, I think I'm getting...
I'm at level 3. What are you at?
Level 3.
Okay. My experience, 7,700.
Yeah, that's what I'm at.
Okay. So, you guys are going to get 9,000 experience, and you guys are going to level up.
Holy f***!
Getting 9,000.
Because over 9,000?!
It's over 9,000!
So wait, is that divided
amongst... We just went into DBZ!
Is that divided among
basically,
us?
Basically, I'm moving you guys up to level 4.
Okay.
Where did my pencil go?
Where's my...
I think that might be a bit higher. I think we're at level 5 now.
You might.
I don't think that brought us up that much.
Do you have anything that I don't... go back
to... I would open the book.
Go, okay, that, yeah, it works. So I was going to have him go to character management.
That would actually, I think, put me at 5.
Jay, there's pen over there. Would you accept the pen?
No, because I need to erase. Never use pens.
Here. Pencil.
It's 16,000. Okay, because we might now be at 5. Actually. Right after this. Because
fifth level is 15 medium. Slow is 23.
Slow, medium, or fast?
And fast is 10.
I think we're doing medium.
We're doing medium? So medium is 15.
So yeah, we're at 5 now.
Yep. Okay, have we at 15? Because I got 11,000.
No, because...
I'm at 4.
Succession.
Okay, but I'm sure I love... This is... No,
oh,
this
yeah,
is,
9 and 7
this is
16.
Before adding in the 9,000. This is before
16,700,
right?
Yeah. So yeah, that's level 5. But that's why I'm just saying I want to move everybody just to level 4 for right now.
Well, effectively now we're 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. So move level 5, basically.
Anyone got another pencil?
I need
took
this
by accident.
And go!
So that bumps us to 5th level.
Okay, so
that puts me at 6th.
And as you guys do that,
Does anybody have a regular eraser?
Hang on.
He's got a pencil eraser.
Where the f*** did mine go? Seriously.
I need a good eraser. This is like a real steel eraser.
I really don't have erasers.
Corn. Are you able to bump 20 using skill points, or is that after 20 you're going to be using like magical items and shit?
After 20, you could only use like that one free point they give you in magical items.
Because level 4, we get a stat increase.
Yeah.
Yes, level 4, we get a stat increase.
I'm just going to bump up Dex. I'm harder to hit.
And while we're doing that, you each get...
Hang on.
5,000 currency.
Peace?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
We've got money.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, I'm at 5 now. I'm sorry. I was actually medium. Yep.
Because what they sent, they basically, there's a letter there that says, we found these years ago, and they don't help us, but they may help you. And it's
Does anyone know what the 17 modifier is?
It's gold, it's silver, it's all three. Types of valuable metal and jewels, okay. Which equal up to 5,000 a piece when you split up.
Okay, I'm at 5th, so just let me know when we're being.
Now you did say it was a D10 hit die, right? That we're all rolling.
Yes.
Okay.
For what?
Our health.
Oh.
So 5th level, I get 2nd level spells.
Now for the listeners at home, when you get level up to for stat increases, how do you usually play those? Is it completely dependent on your character?
Yeah. For example, since I'm a caster, my highest stat is charisma. Since I'm a sorcerer, my highest stat is charisma, but I can't bump that up because it's 20 and I need magical items to bump that up higher, so I'm doing dex, so I'm harder to hit.
I generally put it for myself whatever makes sense for the character at the time, story wise or character wise. If I think I want to play a character that's stronger, I'm putting it to strength, and it's more like what makes sense for the character at the time.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like
just in theme of where I'm going with the character.
Because it does seem like there are many different ways to play. You can put your weakest stat to build those up. You can make your strongest stat stronger. And then there are however you play the character, so.
And my one game I played, I actually ended up putting a character who had a fairly average charisma, but I ended up putting points in charisma because the party needed no spokesman, and my character ended up being more social than I initially planned. So it just made sense for the character's progression in the story that you put points in charisma.
On top of the gold, which again, like I said, is 5,000 apiece, there are some items. In the note, it said these are also, and we also included are some items. We don't know if these may help you or not. Maybe they can.
You know what they are.
See, Marcus, on top what looks like a pair of gauntlets, like glove gauntlets.
Okay.
They're like fingerless gloves, but they got some metal in it.
Okay.
The metal, it's not metal, it's more like crystal, but it glows.
Interesting.
And you see in the, you see a name on them. It goes Zell. Z-E-L-L.
You suck.
It's not in the book.
No, that's not what I was going to
do. Okay.
This is what I'm going to take. This is actually from the another Shadow one. Makes it pretty.
Let me see what it actually does.
That's the effect.
Knowledge history.
And then
that would be
it goes,
13.
Okay.
A whopping 13 for knowledge history.
You think you would have to probably do some research. Maybe you can find it in the library.
Sarah.
Of Tsunami, but.
Sarah, who's Zell? You got an AI.
Yay.
Unfortunately, Mr. DeCrate, I would need more information than Zell, but I'll certainly do a search. You have 2,000 hits.
I examine the gloves.
Okay. Like I said, it has crystals, and basically, they're fighting. They can put it on your hand, but you can still wield weapons with them, and it gives you a +3 to your attack.
Martial artist. Narrative the search. Zell, martial artist.
Okay. Give me a second. Roll a history check.
Uncanny dodge and another ninja trick. Sweet.
Martial artist of renown. Okay, I rolled a 14. That's not with my history roll. That's just the base roll.
Base roll, and so what is it?
With my history check would be a 23.
Okay. You have 3 hits. Zell Folong, Zell Johnson, and Zell Dinchy.
Any of those 3 specialize in unarmed combat?
Dinchy.
Can I see a picture of him?
Okay.
Are there any other... what language... you said it's a Zell. Which language?
Common.
Okay. Any specific script on it?
There's a script, but hold on. Let me show you. I'm going to show you the picture, okay? It tells you that he was a renowned martial artist on a planet where he was part of an elite group of soldiers and specialized in unarmed strikes.
Can I see that?
Is that what the gauntlets look like?
Yep. All right. But except kind of, the spikes are kind of actually more energon.
Okay.
Or they sparkle like energon, kind of purplish actually.
Okay. Are they like that in the pit, in the image that they show me?
No.
Okay.
I'm adjusting them for the game.
No, that's what I'm asking, was like, in the image that she brings up, are they...
Oh, in the image that she brought up, not in that image. So, maybe how it got on that planet or whatnot.
What of the other 2 Zells? What can you tell me of this Zell?
He was an elite soldier. Like I said, specialized in unarmed combat. Specialized in heavy punches and kicks. Was known to have a flowing style of martial arts.
Okay.
Where he would move from one technique to the other.
What was what did you say the bonuses on this are?
+3 for attack and damage.
Okay.
Is anybody else ready for loot?
I just need my spells, but yeah, otherwise, yeah, because I gotta wait for an actual book.
Okay. You see in the chest a crystal, basically an energon crystal that's blue. It's a different color from other energon. It's more blue. Sifters do. And it almost, like, it seems like if the inside is frozen.
Detect magic.
Very strong magic. Detect ice magic, actually.
So it'd be evocation.
Yes. Something like that.
Would be the actual descriptor.
Yeah. And it seems to have this ring as if it's something that could, like, attach to a staff or something.
Attached to a spear. Because it's kind of the same thing.
Spear, staff. Well, what do you have?
I have a spear. I have a long spear.
Okay.
Because staffs actually do nothing. They're a beat stick that does, what, like a D6 of damage?
Yeah, D6 of damage. You can use them as a two-handed weapon. You can also use them for defensive means. You can do a lot with
staff. That's why I use a long spear, because it's basically a staff with a pointy end.
So, basically, this is a ice energon crystal. And it gives you a +3 to magic and damage on magic attacks.
So it gives me a +3 to damage to my spells.
Damage to your spells, and also a +3 added to, I guess, with the attack, with the attacking with magic.
So
on the attack roll, it basically just like him, except
so it improves my spells' hit and damage.
Yes, hit damage and also, it's damage and hit, yes.
What is it? What is the name of this?
It comes to class abilities.
It's an ice energon crystal. Around and down. And something that's connected to your spear.
E-N-E-R-G-I-O-N?
Yeah. But the thing is, it only works for ice magic spells.
And my next level, I'll have six tricks.
Okay. So, effectively, if they have the cold descriptor, it'll work.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is not a lot, but that does help benefit what spells I use. So, it'll be Snowball, Shadow Hands. Okay.
What's it do? I'll have seven tricks.
It gives me a plus, the Crystal Lady says, plus 3 to hit and damage with cold descriptor spells.
That's good as hell.
That is good as hell. But so far, I only have Snowball and my Shadow Hands.
There's a...
That's why I wanted to give it to you before we finally chose all these.
Yeah, which
is... six.
There's a cheap metamagic thing. You know the thing I use with my sorcerer to change the element of my spell?
I get six.
No, I have six key uses.
Don't say
six. But then that'll use up one slot higher, tricks. Right?
I think it's plus one, but like...
Where'd you spend your feet?
My magic missiles are now cold.
Yeah.
The next fireball one, I get light is now cold.
I'll probably take that next... Probably get that next feat.
The metamagic one?
Yeah. Because that way I'll have more spell slots.
Yeah, because then you can just burn it on like second level spells and shit.
Yeah.
Let me know where you're going with the book, Mike.
Corn, Mike, are any of you ready for loot?
I'm ready.
Okay. There are two more things. One's a scarf and one's a case. Kind of looks square, like almost a bullet case.
I'm gonna grab the bullet case.
Gun case.
Well, in this case, it's a bullet case because he opens it up and there's what looks like six bullets that seem to be. There's your standard bullets, like they have the standard cap. But the tip is made out of energon crystal.
Oh, no.
All true believers.
These are energon bullets, basically. They do piercing damage, and when they hit,
I need.
They cause an additional 2d6 of explosion damage.
Haven't chosen
so explosive damage.
So he gets six shots to blow his wad.
Well, he can always, research what was done.
Oh no, that's exactly what I'm doing. Like,
and some of the jewelry jewels that were given to him as part of the 5,000 were energon crystals. So
yeah,
and you guys know where this planet is, so you made friends with them, so maybe you.
So we should go farm. maybe set up like some like hire some like
not me.
Children workers, for low pay.
I'm all up for that.
Are you ready, Mike? Because you're the last one. Okay, so there's one more item in there, and again, it's a scarf. It's a red scarf, and it says Strider on it.
Really? Strider scarf.
Oh, I'm buzzing. I'm vibrating. Oh, this is good. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, dude.
You're vibrating on his laptop.
Why was
I know his desktop is so good, but
it was my phone. Relax.
So basically, this is. A scarf of the Great Ninja, and it actually has a couple different powers in what they got. One, it allows you to do a specialty dash that allows you to move up to 10 squares without provoking an attack of opportunity.
Zell called it. His name's Zell.
Dinchy. D-I-N-C-H-T.
I'm just putting Zell.
Okay.
Does it provide any kind of defense?
Actually it does. It gives you a plus 4 to
okay, so
all defense.
Okay. He can provoke an attack of opportunity. He can move 10 squares without provoking an attack of opportunity and gets plus 4 to his... Okay.
It's a plus 4 bonus, and I can move 10 spaces.
Is that when he's making...
Because it's a dash, that's why.
While he's making that dash.
Yes.
Okay, so it's essentially he can...
It's not any time he moves. He has to be essentially doing a dash that...
So essentially...
So when I do the dash, I get the plus 4 bonus.
Essentially, he gets mobility as a bonus feat while he's doing the dash.
Yes.
Okay, okay. During...
Were you going to be thinking the same thing? Like, wait, dash.
I was about to say, that is some kind of bonus.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. That is some kind of bonus. Like,
I'd
take
my bonus for that.
Mobility while he's... Essentially, yeah, he's while he had the cloak gives him...
My character could actually use that defense, but... Alright.
That's actually the easiest thing. He gains mobility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the only thing is that the dash can only be used 2 times in a row, and then it needs at least a round to recharge. Mm-hmm.
Okay, during dash.
Yeah, it's like mobility is actually a feat in the game. It's already.
I asked Tom, is anyone. What are you guys gonna do with the box?
Why?
I would like it.
I want the box.
Fight to the death.
I think that's maybe Nip's. What is Nip's character's name?
I don't remember.
Oh, God, Torak.
That's it.
What is the box? What? What's in the box, man?
The box, What's in the box?
Do you want to roll to see what the box is?
Box is sex, I mean.
Do I actually need to roll to look at a box? Is the box made from technology or is it just wood?
It's wood.
Is there anything written on the box?
No.
Okay.
It's a standard wooden, like, think classic pirate treasure chest.
I still want the box.
You can have the box. You can use it as material unless somebody wants to fight you for it.
I'm going to ask them to put that box in my room next to the trophy case.
Let me check it
out. Does anybody else want the box?
Nah.
Is there anything I'll ask, is there anything special about the box? Like a box? Like, is it a
You got to roll for that.
Like, I'm asking Sarah.
That's what I'm saying. You got to roll to ask her that.
There's no reason to do that.
There's nothing special about the box. It's a standard wooden box.
As far as she can tell.
As far as I can tell.
Is there anything magic about the box or good source?
Detect magic.
There's really no magic.
No.
You mean really no magic? There's no magic.
There's no magic.
There's a point. There's a difference.
You're.
There is no magic.
Okay.
There's no magic in that hotel.
Okay. Wait, do I gotta tell you what I put in that trophy case?
There's a couple things. I think you took.
I took the axe, some of the B screws, and a piece of Megatron,
and now a box.
And the box just, it's in my room.
Okay.
Somebody's a hoarder.
Just feeling lonely.
Kitsune gets in her happy place by, you know, putting herself in the box.
Walk into your room and she'll curl up in the box.
Wow. She's like those tag videos where they had the box going,
I have a question because I didn't put this on here before because I wasn't sure about it. I took weapon focused katana before, right? So obviously it's a plus 1.
Yeah, that's a plus 1 to hit, not damage.
Right, I know.
And then
That's not the question, let me finish. Okay, so that's all types of katanas, correct?
There's only one type of katana.
No, there aren't. There are other types of katanas. That's why I'm asking this question, because there's a katana double walking stick. It's a katana. It has katana in its name.
I believe it does apply to the walking stick katanas.
Because it has katana in its name. That's why I was asking.
I do believe that does apply to the katana.
Because I was wondering if I was going to have to take the feet over again.
Yeah, that's basically the katana group. That's like the only other type of katana is the walking stick.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure on that. Okay, so I can do that, and I don't have to waste the feet.
The Pathfinder take on the katana is already funky anyway.
Good. I don't have to waste the feet. That's all I wanted to know.
I almost done, Tim.
Yeah, I need 2 more. So I just need my 2 second
pistols. In my room, I'm going to leave that dragon pistol, and I'm just going to take that rifle off my shelf.
Okay. Which rifle is it?
It's the one that I started with, but I never really used it because I had like four pistols on me.
Okay, so what was your weapons now?
I have two double barrel pistols, a rapier, and an arc pistol. And I'm now going to be carrying a rifle.
You have a rapier?
Yeah, a small rapier.
So where that? But you have two double barrel guns, right?
Yeah.
So actually, that means you'd be overloaded.
Oh really? Wait, with two pistols?
But that would be four weapons you would have on you.
Oh, you're right.
Well, what kind of stuff? What do you got?
Well, he's got two double barrel pistols.
Yeah.
So one would be for each hand. Then he have the arc pistol and then a rapier. That's four weapons.
Arc pistol in your back.
Corn. There's a select the spell. That's
but
a thing,
say,
right?
I did say I did put a limit on four weapons. Yeah.
I'm saying that's an actual feat, right?
Yeah. I forgot what it does. That's
the thing with the targets. Pistols are small. It's like,
yeah, so that's when you're doing like big AoE spells and small.
But there's a reason I put that limit on.
That's like so you don't fireball your team.
Another thing, Jay. Greater weapon focus can only be taken at 8th level, then.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe. Look at the requirement for.
I'm going to leave behind the double barrel pistol, and I'm going to.
Yeah, well, it says 8th level fighter weapon. Focus.
So you have a standard rifle. You have one double barrel pistol.
Yeah, that's what it says. That's why I'm confused.
Yeah, you have to be a fighter.
So yeah, it can only be a fighter to take it. That's what I thought.
A rapier.
Yep.
That's a little sad, but whatever.
Well, it makes sense.
Well, it says it has a star next to it. It says its combat feat can be selected as a fighter bonus feat. That's why it's confusing.
Oh, hold on, let me see. Well, is there anything should ask? Is there anything else I should know about these gauntlets?
I can do more research for you. See if they have any powers.
I have two grenades left.
That would be nice. What can you tell me about those other Zells?
Doing further research. What names did I say? I said,
you said there are three.
Zell Furlong, Zell Dingsy, and Zell Johnson. Johnson was a tournament fighter.
Okay.
Was constantly placing third to second place in martial arts tournaments. Furlong was also a flowing monk. Not much is known about him except this. He's from your planet.
That's where I know the name from.
The information is he lived about 5,000 years before your present time.
Okay. Wait.
That's where I know the name from.
And actually, she finds a picture. And in the picture, it shows him doing a certain martial arts stance.
Okay.
Do
I know the stance?
You do, because it's one of the stances you do.
I'm going to give Sarah one of the energon bullets to study and to see if she can tell me how to make more.
Not sure if fly, I want to do two weapon defense or takes double the slice. Bullet, certainly.
Okay. I'm not sure if I want to do double slice or two weapon
I'll
defense.
I'll look into it.
Okay, and I have two grenades.
Double slice
you
adds
guys have any
strength
more of those
bonus
lying
to my offhand.
Well, we certainly have to create more.
Two defense gives me.
Okay,
while I'm using
thank you.
My katana,
see if
I can
infuse energon energy into
get more defense.
Mm-hmm. Well, the energon, I can tell you right now, that's probably really hard. We'll look into it, but I can't guarantee it. It's very hard to do because it is. I don't even know how they do it. By the way, you look in the bullet case. And there's a note from Rhinox.
I can't
says,
do two weapons.
Personal thank you for
improved until next level because my base attack bonus
so
is 5,
much.
Not 6. So, yeah.
Are you done with the character yet?
Nope.
Because I actually want to try something with you.
The energon bullets, when I fire them, does it do like an AoE explosion or just.
It would be something to where you fire them, it has to actually hit the target. Wherever it hits, it will cause an explosion.
No, I'm
so,
trying to figure out which feet I'm going to
I'll sit here and
do.
Say
either
this. If you mess, and it like hits a tree, it'll cause
if
an explosion.
Do,
if there happens to be somebody that's one space by that wall or whatever,
yeah.
Well, they'll have to roll to...
More defense.
Obviously, there'll be a roll
yeah.
to see if it hits them, and if
that's
it does, they'll take 1d4 of shrapnel damage.
Double slice adds more strength.
But generally what would happen is when you hit a target,
Yeah, I'm probably gonna go two weapon defense.
You know, it pierces his armor, and can go into and it would explode. You know, like think Terminator 2, the explosive shotgun ammo.
Yeah,
something like that. So, as you guys are figuring and gaining all this new power,
it should be in that.
All of a sudden, red lights go, Sarah Puff is like, Tom, we're having a bit of problem with the encryption. It's going to take a bit longer, Tom. You might want to show them the surprise you have for them.
Oh, great, more surprises.
I don't like the sound of that.
I thought the Neanderthal was bad enough.
Surprises. I touched the ninja, and I cast a spell. Roll me a will save.
Save what?
Roll me a will save. Good. Just do it. No, just do it.
Dear God, here we go again.
Okay.
Do you have still mind, Mike?
No, you'll actually like this.
Yeah, but do you? I'm just a reminder. If you have still mind, he gets
the bird poops on him again.
No.
That's probably. Let's see.
Did you use enlarge person?
No. It's the new bloodline spell I just got.
Yeah, that's 13.
Nope, you will fail. So, here's what you guys see. Shadows surround him, and he disappears.
Interesting.
Wait,
what just happened?
He's invisible.
Oh! Holy f***.
So you're saying you have a new toy to play with.
I love new spells.
You can make people invisible.
I can make,
so yes. How long does he last invisible?
I don't know. Because I've never used the spell yet.
Wait, is it the spell invisibility?
Yes.
It's minutes
per level. I know out of game it's minutes per level. I don't know how long it'll last.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's fifth level, so minutes per level is 5 minutes. Couple minutes, yeah. So, couple minutes later, Talon comes back to appearance.
You said you had a gift for us?
That's right.
You were invisible, by the way.
Follow me.
No.
So,
they are king of the obvious.
That's right. Queen.
Queen.
Please.
Queen.
Queen?
Yes.
Queen. My cat's my character's female.
Female.
I thought we'd been over this.
We were.
Yeah, we've established a mark.
Bobbing along.
Well, he's not really. He's not really.
So you guys follow him, and you guys make your way to a chamber.
I'm sorry, where did you touch me? On my shoulder?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she got you on the reach route, Mike.
Slowly roll there, pal.
And
chill.
So there's chamber, and there are these two machines. And they're chairs. And
nope.
Oh, no. They're chairs. And in the chair, there are these goggles and everything. It's like, I wanted to help you guys. I figured as powerful as your abilities are, it would not be wise to like have you fight or train with each other for real. You could possibly put a hole in the ship. So
it's not in here.
I had this machine that can put you guys into a virtual space to help you train. And there's a name on the you see there's a name on it, and it says Quest Industries.
Oh my god.
I'll read that one.
It's Johnny Quest.
Oh, that's why. I was never a fan of Johnny Quest.
Well, it was one of the first shows I've run to know. It was a real adventure to Johnny Quest.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'm sorry, what did he say?
Something about training in virtual reality.
No.
I don't need to train, I need to go study.
Well, what we also need is we need a leader for the group. So
there you go.
I vote me.
I vote, I don't care.
Marcus?
I'm not sure if we need, as long as we're willing, we all have our different strengths and weaknesses.
Well, if you'll indulge me a bit, I want to.
Alright, so we're all going to vote for the Neanderthal, okay. I gotcha.
So anyways, this is a training session.
This is
and,
so exciting.
I do want to test your guys' abilities, so Nala, Talon, if you would.
Hello.
He's testing our abilities.
Did you just call me Nala? Did you just call me Nala? This is a Lion King, motherfucker.
Eva. What are you humping? So Eva, Talon, you'll get into the chair. I can set you up.
I'm going in a chair.
We'll be going into virtual reality.
I'd rather go study.
Yeah.
Wait, they're fighting each other?
They would be fighting each other, and we can watch.
Wait, why are we fighting each other?
To test your abilities. It's great training. What, you don't think you can beat her?
There's no reason for me to.
So you're saying you would be able to beat her?
You're not fighting
her. I'm not saying I can. I'm not saying I can't. You know, it's just saying there's no reason to.
Why is there no reason to?
It's not my enemy.
You're saying you don't train?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying it's not my enemy.
Okay. But training is not about having an enemy. Training is a sparring partner.
It's
I really don't
skills.
Think it's exactly necessary for us to be doing this right now.
Well, you...
I mean, you have a mission for us to complete, and shouldn't we be looking
sometimes
for...
Sometimes the best way to know somebody is to fight them.
Exactly.
It goes for enemies...
And Sarah tells us that, due to your recent mission, you guys gained more power, so this would be a great way to test that power.
Very well.
Mike's smiling because he knows it right.
I don't like this.
I will cast two spells.
How far apart are we?
Well, you're all in the same room. It's like,
where the f*** are my chairs?
If the chair's here, the other chair's right over there.
Because
and they're facing each other.
Fully upgraded much.
Is that like 10 feet?
Yeah.
About, yeah.
I think we need more than
there might
10
be
feet.
So, after you say that, I open up a book. All right. To make the bleed. To poison. I don't know what to do first.
We need more than 10 feet.
Okay.
If these two are fighting, we need
but they're
more
not
than
fighting
feet.
In this physical space.
Okay, so in
the
virtual
chair
space.
Helps connect their mind to virtual reality.
So what...
And in this world, it's called Quest World, they would fight.
Okay, so what does it... While they're in the virtual world, what gear does it give them? What options of gear does it give them?
Oh, they're fully open.
So our usual suit?
Yes.
Okay.
But you wouldn't be, like, actually launching spells...
So basically what you're saying is I'm going to get smacked with magic in the face from a ranged distance and I have to make myself get closer... Which you apparently gave
that's,
me. Yeah,
that's where distance comes in.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you catch him,
well,
he's done.
Well, you already gave him enough time to cast two spells on himself.
Well,
oh, that don't mean sh**. It's virtual reality.
Yeah,
that
doesn't like, mean shit.
Would my buffs still go through regardless?
You guys are going to start on an equal level. No spells cast, no nothing. So you'll
in
start
words,
with a
so in other words, everything you just casted
words,
is wasted.
Alright, well, fine.
Deep, okay. Beep. And you'll have a random land that you'll be put in.
You pick up Expeditious Retreat?
No.
You should probably pick that up. Increase right. Your move speed by like 30.
So, are you guys ready to go into Quest World?
This is going to get pretty dumb.
And possibly really fun. For us. But
well, no. Due to the fact that you are generous enough to give us a D10 of hit dice, I don't die as quickly.
Yeah.
That is true.
So, I'm not as squishy.
You won't get the Legion.
Well, you do have one problem unless you...
Low fucking AC.
No. That's,
no?
Well, there's that too. But it's also, if you did pick one specific feat, this could really be bad for you.
I think it'll be a good battle. You or
squishy
Talon,
squishy.
And then...
I don't
Kira
think I have...
Marcus.
The feats that I have, I have spell penetration, improved initiative... And spell focus.
And that will be fun to see who will win, the gunslinger or the monk.
Interesting.
I like how you're putting the close range fighters against the distance fighters.
And, to be fair, all three are close range fighters.
No, not really.
Well, he's
medium range.
Pretty much.
Because now all my spells are now longer. I have.
Well, also remember this is the first time.
I know.
In future sessions, we can always come back and visit and train. This would be a great place for, you know, when you get, well, when you level up and you get new spells and everything, to come and practice. But would you rather Marcus and Kyrio go first? If you're not ready, Talon?
Sure.
Alright. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Give me 1 second.
That's funny. Let's see.
Okay, well, my cat has my book that I'm going to need for reference.
Combat?
Yeah. Okay. Has my...
Alright.
So, let me see all the feats that I have right now.
Here you go. Okay. Alright. Okay.
So, here, do you get into the chair?
I am going to sit in the chair.
Okay, and so Marcus sits in the other one.
Okay.
And you put on the goggles, and you're now entering Quest World Dynamics training exercise. And it seems as if you're, it's green and black, and it seems as if you're going through a tube, and you find yourself in the middle of a dark, well, obviously there's light coming through the trees, but he's in the middle of a forest.
It would effectively be initiative.
Initiative, that's what I was going to say.
I'm going to be starting with my pistol.
I sit down and open a book.
Well, it is, by the way, on there is a screen for you guys to watch.
I sit down and open a book.
Okay.
And I research.
19.
13.
So, Diego search.
I was wrong. 20.
Oh, it's still 13?
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so Jay, you go first. Each square is 5 feet.
Yeah. Okay, where am I? You're on one side of the forest. Each of these are trees. So for instance, like here, you can slant, but it will take, basically, that's 10 steps as opposed to 5 steps. So to go diagonally is 10 steps.
Okay, you said dark forest?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's not completely dark, but it's like...
Dusk?
Dusk. Well, it's actually, it's light. Light's filtering in, but because...
Oh, because of the leaves, yeah.
The coverage, it's...
Dark, overcast.
Yeah.
Bamboos or trees?
Trees.
Trees.
This, think of it more as like a pine wood forest.
Cool.
Are you thinking the same thing I'm thinking? Yo, this is getting so stupid.
I really regretting my stupid
sentence. Is he just, are you just gonna, what is this?
Okay, me and him are thinking the same thing.
Mine?
We're fighting in the trees.
Oh, climb the trees.
Yeah.
Glorious.
Go.
Okay.
One second. Hold it. I'm not done.
Sorry.
Don't you have to make
contact?
Six.
Yeah. How big are these trees?
These are like standard pine wood trees. So think it's not like the forest in Pennsylvania or here in New Jersey, but pine wood forest. Yeah.
Pine woods.
Yeah.
They're not
redwood.
Yeah. But that'd be great, actually.
What are you doing? Are you just fine? Okay. All right.
Oh.
Is that your turn?
We're going to have to do this weird. Because each one is 5 feet, right?
Yeah. So, like, if you're doing what I think you're doing, yep. Like, that's 10. It's 1. That's 15.
Okay,
1, 2.
Okay.
You can move it.
I'm not moving it.
Oh, okay. but that's where you see you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually really smart, Jay.
Alright. It is your move.
Okay.
I was actually thinking the same thing.
Do. I got... Plus that.
And that is...
Let me get a more visible one.
Okay, and that was a... Is there a reason you guys don't want to say this?
Because I think we're since they're in common.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, it works.
So they don't know what the other one is doing.
Okay.
I think they know what they're doing.
Well, it helps.
How many? Okay.
You want me to close
it's a standard to climb, right?
Standard action to climb. Yes.
What am I left with?
Climbing.
Okay. So I can't use any more skills, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's it for me.
Alright.
I mean, not
well, you...
I'm gonna stealth. That plus that.
Okay. That'll work.
And that's it out of me.
Do you move anywhere else after you go stealth?
I don't think I can move anywhere else, can I? Because I climbed up.
Okay. First, climbing...
I'm going by what you did, too.
Yeah. It's like you can... When you're going stealth, you can move half your movement rate. So you can use rope to hold upward section. So each... So you can climb as a move action. It's Berkeley natural locations, climb modifiers. Here, you're the GM.
Research. Because if I get a move, I'm going to use acrobatics to get to that tree.
That is...
Can I help you?
Hi. 5 feet, that's a jump from the standing position. Don't fall.
For the sake of this training exercise, I'm going to say you can do one more move action.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm going to use acrobatics.
Let's speed things up just a bit.
Okay. To go through a different tree.
Alright.
Okay, he gets like two.
Does a 16 make it to that tree?
Which tree?
Acrobatics.
Yeah.
A standing jump.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the DC for that way higher?
Okay.
What was that, Mike?
That's, you're, that's...
I think you pointed at me, I'm sorry.
Okay, acrobats. Long jump, which requires a running start. High jump. Okay, acrobatics DC. Okay. First he's got balance himself, so one second, the direct back moves narrow surfaces. So it's not so much as just a jump and it's trying to get on a narrow
For this, okay, for that being said, for this sake, as the GM, I'm allowing it.
Long jump. Okay. So, at a standard jump, you can usually jump about a twice, maximum twice your level, just as a standing jump, twice your height. So as a short character, he's not going to be able to jump quite as far. But like with a deep, was it DC?
16.
16, probably.
Does that even come close?
Probably just make it.
And I'll be fine with it. So it's your turn, Jay. Okay. I mean, it's your turn, right?
Yeah, the end of my turn is just like keep landing on one of those trees.
These modifiers are mine.
Okay. Alright.
Okay.
You know, hey, Rat?
So actually doing that jump, though, that kind of alerted him.
The main thing is, I think you that the...
It's like...
The action would be a bit more faster. This is what I get for thinking.
Yep! Players, throw a monkey wrench.
Into everything. I know, yes.
Now here's the kicker. He went to stealth, then he decided to jump from a branch, and there goes his stealth roll.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Good shoot. Well, since you ruined your stealth roll, you might as well put yourself up by that branch.
Pretty much.
I'm having a
branch.
Whatever you want to do, you get to do it. So what are you going to do?
Okay, well... You said standard, these are like pine trees, you said?
Yeah.
So silly.
Oh, so we're not even at the top of these trees.
Yeah. Right, now I just need the 1 foot, I think.
Well, about how, it's like, how high am I?
15 feet. Yeah, okay. Is that your turn?
Yep.
Okay. Corn?
I'm gonna climb... I'm gonna climb higher into the tree.
Jesus Christ.
Okay. This is what happens when you give people trees.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't go in this one.
Okay. Can I use the acrobatics?
Exactly.
I'll allow you to use acrobatics. Okay. Anything to make it go faster.
I would use the trees for cover.
That.
So would I.
Plus,
just like
that.
You're like, hey, I'm gone.
It happens.
They'll never find me.
Go ahead.
No, I'll use my tricks to even make it worse.
I'm gonna use perception to see if I can find any movement.
Okay. Well, this is going to be against you, so you'll have to let him know if it does.
It would be whatever he last rolled stealth against. Or after he rolls stealth.
That is a one.
I think that's a failure.
You see the tree.
You see trees.
Actually, you hit.
And you see trees.
You may
you see more trees.
You may even want to roll another perception check to see if he might hear me behind him.
Oh my god.
That would be funny.
Alright, is that your go?
Okay, so I use the move as standard.
Yeah, I don't see it in here either, Jay.
I don't think I can swap a weapon, can I?
There's extra martial flexibility.
Okay, Jay's go.
So your go, Jay. Oh, dear God, the editing that happened.
Yeah, I can't find it in any of these books, so.
Some with dead space, I'm cutting.
Sorry.
No, it doesn't exist.
This is what happens when you give us trees.
So, how about that training?
So good.
Okay,
So, now that we've trained, we know that we can't fuck with each other in trees. Yay!
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, read what it does, just so you know how ridiculous this is about to get.
Do you like knock down all the trees in one go? Oh God!
Will you just attack him already? For love of Jesus Christ! For all things that are holy, for the sanity of our listeners.
Okay.
I don't like this. I don't like this.
Okay, now I just want to make sure actually. I can get that distance too.
I don't like this. Not at all.
You're supposed to be the one good guy in the group.
Not at all.
Okay.
Let me see. There's a crazy guy. There's a Neanderthal guy. There's two
crazy.
Psychotic women.
Hey, not for that. Okay.
This thing that blows the shit up.
Wait.
That's why I changed from psychotic to just shit that blows up.
Two rolls. First roll.
At least I said you were psychotic. You're gonna be sneezing fire, come on.
I didn't take that spell.
Oh, god damn it, that would have been so much fun.
I might though.
That would have been so much fun to just watch.
I need false life.
Okay. That'd be a
fire.
29 for stealth.
Okay.
I could see you out there with the trees and you sneeze fire and the trees just burn.
My bad.
I'll just catch fireball.
It is funnier when watching.
I know it is.
That'd be a 31 for self.
Gee, 28 or 31? Those so close to the line.
That's
Are they dead yet?
Yes, say that.
Jay, is he dead yet? Oh, wait, I'm sorry, correction.
I'm going up as
Jay,
well.
Is she creatively dead yet?
Okay, you're gonna love this. That's...
I love it already.
36.
The suspense is
killing
me. 4.
My jump.
Oh my god!
What did you...
Wait, can we just use acrobatics to jump in trees without...
What?
How? What?
He's a
monk.
Yeah, that's right.
I forgot. But wait, specifically, he's a monk of the wind.
I forgot.
So, yeah.
You got two straight acrobatics to jump in trees.
Okay.
Yeah.
I basically...
He's a f***ing flowing monk who flows with the wind. God damn it.
So, where do you go? Or do you go to where you told me?
I went to where I told you. I went up.
Okay. Your go.
Oh, dear Lord.
I think we'll be here for a while.
Is there a pizza place nearby? No, get
Hey, Tom, can we go take out?
I'm about to go find, like, a corner store and get some shit.
So I'm going to jump to that tree.
8:30.
Okay.
I'm aware.
I got 28 to jump to that tree.
Okay, that's go tough. Ahead. Do you do a perception to see if anybody's around you?
I think he's pretty much focused on jumping.
That's a full round action.
Yeah, he's pretty much focused on jumping. Yeah.
Okay, go, Jay. And stop playing with your goddamn f***ing food.
I mean, if he tried to do that, he'd probably jump at it like, right into the tree.
With the roll that I got, I have one question for you. Is he below me?
Yeah, we'll ask.
Because I did go
You're
up.
You're actually above him.
I'm above him?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
He,
Wait, cool. He's in that tree, not that one?
No, you jumped to this tree, right?
Yeah.
He's not in that tree.
Ah! Fun. Da, da, da,
da. Jay, stop playing with your food, or you will get no dessert.
If I make this, it's going to be funny as hell. If I don't,
it's still going to be funny as hell.
Oh my god!
Just do it, flowing bastard.
And. Just to make things interesting, yeah, I spelled another key point.
Oh my god!
What?
Should have not gone into the trees.
You might want to make a perception check just to see against my last roll, just to see if I got him flat-footed, because at this point I got him flat-footed.
Well, he just landed, so he really can't do a perception check.
That's more of a...
What did you get?
I got rolled a 2. I got a 12. I've been rolling... Flushed. Like, my best roll was, like, on that jump.
You're fudged.
Tom? I do a jump charge.
F***ing A.
So, do you want to describe it or do you want me to describe it? Because I have a description of what I think you need to do.
Let me see if I get that.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, he's flat-footed. Let me make my jump check just to make sure. As long as I don't roll a 1, I did not roll a 1. I still rolled like a 30-something.
I might have rolled a 2.
Let me roll my 2 hit. That is.
What is your AC? Flat-footed,
14. Wait, AC. What do you add? The armor and
what for flat-foot? It's
you
don't
lose
have
your
dex
bonus.
Yeah, 14.
Yep, 14.
AC is without armor, but dex.
Yep.
That's straight armor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 10 plus armor.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. Not off the book.
Okay. That's a hit.
What is it?
Natural
that,
one.
That would be a, since it's a charge attack, that's minimum 17.
Oh, fudge.
Plus high ground. I'm coming at him with momentum from above.
Oh my
this
god.
This is gonna suck to be you.
Did you make your jump?
Yes.
Okay. Because,
it got like
what I have the picture is you do a flip
Yeah, I basically come. You basically and see, then like, you see me come. It's like you see me come out from above you, like a spinning cartwheel through the trees.
Wait, quick question.
Otherwise, he's going. He's above the tree, going down like this.
Do I have concealment in the trees?
No, he's he's got you.
Oh my god,
he's got you beelined. Pretty much, he come pretty much like this.
Or do you kick him?
Corn, pretty much like this.
Kicking him.
He so, found the one spot that is perfect, and then he's going like this. Brr, boom!
So in other
right
words,
into you.
Wait a minute. So in other words, he's doing the Kamen Rider kick.
I'm just going to pull cartwheel wing kick.
You're just getting slammed like all
that. So roll for damage.
Also, do something for balance, because he's going to fall out of the tree.
Yeah, well, you're...
Yeah, so do the damage from Jay, then do balance, and then...
And I'm going to roll damage for him.
And if he doesn't make that, then he falls in her whole shit.
I believe after 10 feet, it's 1d6 every 5 or 10 feet for fall damage.
Well, he's about 20 feet up, so...
Yeah. It's going to suck for you.
So that'd be...
2d6?
No, because 30 feet.
Oh, charge. That's also considered charge, so I'm doing double damage.
I think it's 1d6 every 10
feet. Oh my god.
So just 1d6?
No, it would be 2d6 because it's 20 feet.
That's why I said before.
Yeah.
So remember, we had players fall in a trap and it was 30 foot deep and he took 3d6 damage.
Okay.
So it's a 2 or 3?
2. 1d6 every 10 feet.
Can I actually count that because that was in the crease? And I've got the same roll. Oh. So that would be... 12 plus 8. 14. 12 plus 8 is... 20 points of damage. 20 points of damage. Hold up.
He's a monk.
Not done yet.
I know.
And then he's still got falling damage to deal with.
If he falls. You're probably falling. That safe has to be really high.
Well, it's a balance check, right? Do you add the damage into the balance check?
I was just going to say, if you fail it, you get...
It's got to be pretty high check because...
You're pretty high.
Hit really hard.
Okay, your balance is also going to be like your... How big a perch you have.
Just finish yours, Jay. Please.
Please,
I'm going to
make sure
I can't do anything else against
them. God.
The creature that threatens him. Okay. Now he just took 20 points of damage.
20 points?
20 points of damage, and now balance.
Go, Corin!
I think that'd be an acrobatics check, right?
Yep.
Here is.
Because they're not separate anymore.
Okay, let me get you the correct thing for you.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a 31.
You actually make it.
Yeah, he makes it. He doesn't fall to the ground, hurt himself really bad.
You actually land on your feet.
Okay, do you know what the DC is for that, though, dude?
No.
No.
Okay, because the DC
Yeah, you gotta go
is,
for the book.
Yeah.
Oh, there's actually a thing in there for the book?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So I fall and hit the ground, or do I
the
just
minimum,
hit a lower branch?
The minimum DC is going to be 15.
You hit
plus,
the ground, but
it's going to be 15 plus damage. Oh, he's still going to take damage.
Yeah, I'm hitting the ground.
You're
yeah.
talking about like 15 plus damage. He just took 30 from the hit alone. Even if it's 10 plus damage, that's the base.
So
DC.
Does he take 1d6?
He's going to take 1d6 for each 10. Was it 10 feet?
10 feet. Yeah, so
right,
it's
so 10 still 2d6.
Okay.
So
really, the balance check is more or less: does he land on his feet or not?
So
or,
he makes it and he lands on his feet.
And you have broken legs.
But as you land, you pretty much
and you take 12 points of damage.
Wow. Okay, so I took 32. I'm down to 22.
Yeah. The DC will have been higher than 30, dude. The DC minimum will have been 30. That's not considering his perch.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he would have made that save with that balance check, dude.
Most likely he wouldn't
yeah,
have
made it. It's like modifiers. Okay. Cave, rubble, slippery, wet. Okay, no. Slope, 45 degrees. You're talking about tree. Tree branch. Severely unsteady. Tree branch.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's plus 10 right there.
Sorry to look
There's
at 25.
There's also the...
starting
at 25, so it's 35 already. So, and right. You only got 31, so you missed it by 4.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have made it regardless of a roll.
Yeah,
mess.
So actually, did he take more damage? So he hits the ground, no, but he's laying down on the ground now.
Yeah, uh-huh. He's completely unbalanced.
So you are prone on the ground.
Yeah. And he's up in the tree going,
how?
So, do you have your character?
Okay. Thank you. Yep,
you're just there. How thick is the base of the tree?
Pine trees, pretty thick.
Yeah.
But you are looking up at him.
How thick was the tree?
Okay. And the base for a six. Okay, the base is
that's
like
not good. It just,
the base is 15 for a six two to 6-inch perch.
Okay. I can get it.
Okay, how high up is he?
25 feet.
I'm about 20 feet from you, and okay, you're flat footed.
That's still within your range.
My turn.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stand up.
That's going to...
Well, can't you also shoot from, if you're lying
minuses,
down?
Minuses, though.
Yeah, there would be...
Okay,
more.
Yeah.
It would be a full round action to get up.
Yeah.
Right? It's a full round to get up out of prone? I thought it was a move.
You also fell through...
Yeah.
You also fell, like, almost 30 feet, so...
Oh, okay.
So you're kind of shaking at the same time, so you gotta, like... Oh, shit.
Okay, so
and if you were to fire from being down there, you would also take minuses to that. Too.
Minus
two. Just to be fair, you want to re-roll initiative now. You could do a brand new roll of initiative.
Since now you know we're
that's up to you.
We'll show in combat
because I'm screwed either way.
Well, you know you can
or you
fire.
Could just call this training over and say you won.
How bad are you?
That brought me down to half.
Well, half in a virtual reality. I mean, he's not really down to half.
Hold up. Massive damage. Is that over 35 points of damage or over 50 points of damage? Mike.
Massive damage?
Yeah.
Not sure.
But anyways, you know, this might be a perfect time to test out one of those Energon bullets that you do have in your inventory.
Would you even bother wasting it since it's only a training
exercise? Well, it's virtual reality.
Virtual reality, so he wouldn't really be wasting it, but since he has it in his inventory, he can use it.
He can use it.
Again, hence the point of the training exercise was to practice using...
Did he drop... Here's the question.
Did he lose it when falling?
He just fell 30 feet and got surprised out of nowhere. I mean...
There are
a lot of things in this
that could happen.
But
for this sake, I'll say you had your gun boosted, right?
I just want to double check something real quick.
I have weapon straps.
Yeah, so his guns are holstered, and you do have a double barrel pistol, and those are pistol bullets. So
just because they're holstered doesn't
mean that's
damn
a, that's,
thing.
I have weapon straps.
That's a.
I can drop it and still connect it to me.
You can draw your weapon as part of your move action as you're getting up. That's a benefit of a but I just want.
But for the sake of this running,
you can draw your weapons while you're getting up as part of a move action because normally it's a move action.
Basically in anime, whenever you see somebody hit the ground, you know, and you see those people, they're like,
okay, he also
that's you. On the ground, like,
what the fuck just happened? He failed his saving throw. Is he stunned? That's a question for you as a
I don't even know.
That would actually be, like, maybe a fortitude.
That would be a fortitude save.
Make a fortitude save, then.
You have to make... It's got to be
like,
pretty high.
That would be, I would say, probably a 15...
18
plus
7.
Plus 1 for each... every 5 feet.
Plus 1 for every 5 feet. So, yeah, 18 plus your fortitude, which is what?
Or 1
seven.
For every 10.
27.
So you made it.
Yeah. Okay, so he's not stunned.
So you're not stunned. You can...
The suggestion I'm making to you is that you can unholster your gun. You do have...
Oh, no, my gun's already out. I have weapon straps. That's why I'm climbing the trees.
Okay. And,
Yeah, they're strapped,
you
too.
Can,
that doesn't mean they're in your
I
game.
Will allow you to fire from your back.
Well, you can. You take minus
to
hit.
That's my suggestion.
Take minus 2 or minus 4 to hit.
Is getting up still a full round action?
It will be, yes.
Can I roll acrobatics to get up?
No. Roll on it.
Technically, he can. He can roll acrobatics.
He can roll acrobatics to get up, but that's his action.
So still be that's what I'm saying. It would still be a full round.
You can use your acrobatics to try to get into a defensive position.
far from this f***ing tree, like over there or something.
It's, that would be a magical acrobatics you would have to get.
Yeah, no. So, at best, I would maybe put
other
you
words,
here.
Roll a natural 20.
Okay, I could still shoot 2 rounds into the tree?
Yep, and you can use special bullets, any bullets you want.
Okay, I'm going to use 2 of them.
2 of the Energon?
Yeah. And I'm going to use my...
So again, remember that's whatever, normal damage, then for each bullet, it's 2d6 that hit.
Okay.
So if you hit with both bullets, it's normal damage for each bullet, then 2d6.
I hate him.
And I'm going to use the Pistolero grip move, which adds on another 2d6. So, and if I rapid fire it, -2 to
I'm
hit.
I'm sorry, Mike.
I'm getting a -2 from firing on my back.
Yes.
It's like -2 or -4. I don't know the exact.
Is there any more?
Flying for combat.
I would say it's just a -2 at this point and just move along.
Okay.
That's fine.
The first shot. I am so screwed.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 2.
2.
Oh, shit.
Are you aiming at the branch or are you aiming at Jay?
Okay, does his weapon break?
It doesn't even matter.
That? I'm not...
If I misfire twice, it breaks.
Okay.
Is that considered a miss... Yeah, that's a misfire.
But it's double, so yeah, it's...
I got one more shot.
Sucks to suck.
And
you
got a 4.
And it also you got to realize that Jay is also partial covered.
So both of those miss.
So he's getting a
nothing was
on. No, they both misfire. Guns broke.
I'm not sure it's a miss. Is a misfire? Is a 4 within your misfire range?
Yeah.
Oh.
When I hit level 5, it dropped the misfire. You know, like you know when you misfire, it increases by a certain amount.
Yeah.
It's supposed to increase by 4, but when I became level 5, it dropped by 2. So misfire was at 2, then at 4.
I have a question for you. So realizing that now you're underground, he's above you, ready to strike.
And you're also flat.
I give up.
You give up? Alright, so you give up.
I don't even care.
You now fall under helpless defender.
Alright.
So
first world simulation ending. Alright, so.
Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm just reading all this stuff for Helpless Defender is so bad. It's really
so
bad.
So both of you guys come out, you're sort of questioning your test to make sure you're sort of okay. Of course, there's nothing wrong with you.
That's you're attacking a melee attack, right?
That f***ing sucks.
So, yeah, he would have gotten an additional -4 to his AC if you guys continue.
Yeah.
That f***ing sucks.
Not only right. that... Being prone and everything.
Right.
-9 against... Whoa, wait, what? Yeah, for a total of -9 against melee, -5 against range.
He's not helpless, but he's unarmed. He's unarmored. And if he's just on his back, he's unhelpless.
Actually, no, he's considered a helpless defender.
Helpless defender is when you're, like, stunned, paralyzed, or asleep.
You are laying prone on your back.
That's not helpless. You can still fight back.
You can still roll, yeah. You're not restrained. As long as if you are restrained or unconscious,
bound, sleeping, paralyzed, unconscious, or otherwise at your mercy.
Your character said you want to go to the library, right?
But thought I had the train.
Well, considering how both you two acted by reading books, I'll make the exception that while they were training, you guys.
I was training by reading books.
I was studying. I didn't want to watch them fight. The moment they both went to the trees, I got boring.
So would you say you maybe went to the library to study?
No. I thought I had to stay here.
Well, nothing was keeping you from there.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
I'm going to say, f*** it, and I'm going to go study some technology. I'm going to the library. F*** this.
Damn!
Do you want to go to the library?
No, I'll train. If he wants to go, I'll go.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
Well, Sarah comes on the intercom and says that encryption is complete. Tom says, "If you guys, I'm gonna go back and see what that flash drive had for us. If you guys want to,
yes,
find out what it had on it."
Yep, I
So does everybody follow Tom back to the bridge?
I suppose.
Yep.
And I'm going to stop right there, as that's a great stopping point. Boy, well, I guess I learned my lesson. Next time I plan some type of encounter for the guys, don't put trees. Because Jay likes to play with his food. By the way, if you didn't get it, when I was saying, Jay, stop playing with your food, I was talking about corn. And when I was talking about corn, I wasn't talking about the type you have in a bowl. I'm talking about the guy right next to him. Hopefully you got that. Got it? Get it? Good. No more trees. Lord have mercy. Anyways, so, but next time we find out just what was encrypted on that flash drive, and, well, the guys find out where they have to go, and some more spooky events happen. All that and more on the next episode of Tom's Toonami D&D. Until next time, remember to check out the site at www.an.132productions.com. Check out all the content there by myself, Shin Tiger Crew, and John Ramos, along with anything else that we get popped up there. And remember, until next time, stay golden.